Hey, Browns fans, it's time to gear up for a pain-free 2022 NFL season for your Cleveland Browns with new friends of the show, Buckeye Law Group. If you've been injured in a car accident, a slip and fall, a work accident, or even if you've been buried into the ground by Myles Garrett or stiff-armed by Nick Chubb, you need to call Buckeye Law Group today at 1-800-411-PAIN. Their attorneys will fight for the money you deserve. Buckeye Law Group's attorneys have recovered over $1 billion for their clients throughout the entire country. So don't make the mistake of calling just any other attorney. Call attorneys you can trust, and best of all, they're Browns fans just like you. Call our friends from Buckeye Law Group at 1-800-411-PAIN. After 911, call 411. That's 1-800-411-PAIN. 1-800-411-7246. That's Buckeye Law Group, located at 1300 East 9th Street, Suite 1210 in Cleveland, Ohio. Buckeye Law Group, proud fans of the Cleveland Browns just like you.
Hi, my name is Casey Odell, and today is my 11th birthday, and I just want to say that I am a die-hard Browns fan.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast, with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, John Nye, and Josh All.
What's up, Browns fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. If you'd like to get your intro on the show, head to thedogspodcast.com, tap and leave voicemail in the drop-down menu. Big shout-out to Casey, and happy 11th birthday. I think that we're a week late on playing your intro.
Something like that, so happy belated.
So happy belated birthday. We're also diehard Browns fans. It sounds like somebody's raising you right, so happy birthday. We also want to give a shout-out to Patreon member Katie. She just had her birthday yesterday.
That's right.
And I think birthday, I remember Katie. Her birthday last year. So she's been in the Patreon now for over a year. We appreciate you being in there with us. Katie's super fun to hang out with. So happy birthday to her. Today we're going to get into our matchup with the Dolphins. A big game. We got to win at least two of the next three, I would say, to hopefully give ourselves a shot at the playoffs. So we're going to get into the matchup with the Dolphins, maybe kind of take a sneak peek ahead in the schedule, see what we think the rest of the season's going to be like. Before we do, though, I want to remind you to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Make sure you tap the notification bell so you never miss a new episode. You can also find us on Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcasts if you prefer to just listen to the show. Lastly, if you're looking for more Dogs content, head to jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member on the Patreon page. We got fantasy leagues going on there, extra episode every week. Katie's in there, so you can come in and tell her happy birthday. She'd appreciate that. Browns fans all over the world. We just had Kenny Mack on last week from Ottawa. He is in the Patreon. And also congratulations to Kenny Mack. I don't 100% understand what he did, but he's like one of five Browns backer presidents in the world now that's like part of some special council. So he's like not only a Browns backer president now, he's like
the man.
Yeah, he's like one of the man. Yeah, he's like ahead of the presidents now. So good for Kenny Mack. We're obviously big Kenny Mack fans here on the show. So absolutely, congratulations to him. So just a lot of cool people in the Patreon, game day threads. You just get to hang out with us all the time. So if you're looking for more Dogs content, you want to hang out with us more, jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member. So as I mentioned right there in the intro, big matchup with the Dolphins coming up. And it could be a little bit deceiving, I think. It appears like they give up a lot of yards rushing, which can kind of be our forte. But if you go, I think if you look a little deeper into the numbers, they're decent against running backs. They give up a lot of rushing yards to quarterbacks. So this would be a game it would have been nice to have Deshaun for, because I don't think we're going to run a lot of organized or scheduled runs for Jacoby Brissett because he's slow. but they just gave up 178 yards rushing to Justin Fields.
Justin Fields is a different cat.
Yes, but that's an NFL that's an NFL record.
Yeah,
170.
Yeah, he broke Michael Vick's record.
Yeah, 344 yards of rushing that the Dolphins have given up this year. They've given up over 1,000 yards rushing. So a fourth of them are to three different quarterbacks: Justin Fields, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen.
Those guys are all good.
Those are all good running quarterbacks. Yeah. So, but what I'm saying is, so the stats can be a little bit deceiving about their rush defense. Their defense isn't terrible against some notable running backs this year. They only gave up 2.5 yards per carry to Joe Mixon. Ramondre Stevenson, they only gave up 3.1 yards per carry. Devin Singletary, they only gave up 1.4 yards per carry. Najee Harris, I mean, Trent Richardson, they're the same person. 3.8 yards per carry. David Montgomery, 2.6 yards per carry. So against some decent backs, they've had some success. Now, if you look at some of the upper tier backs they've faced, though, Damian Harris averaged 5.3 yards per carry against them. Breece Hall, 5.4. Dalvin Cook, 5.9. So I think we're going to be the best running team they've seen so far in terms of our offensive line and our two running backs.
Right. That combination they have not seen yet.
Correct. So I think we can run the ball against them. I think it's, but I think we're going to throw early because their pass defense is not very good.
And they're banged up.
And yes.
They're really, really banged up. I mean, they're missing just today. Xavier Howard didn't practice. Byron Jones is still out. He's on IR, but they're saying he's trying to come back. They're missing edges. They're missing, who is it? Armstead's out. And also Trey Flowers. Yeah. But I mean, so they're missing a lot of guys. They're missing a bunch of important guys that on that defense that were key going into the season for them.
I just get the sense this is going to be one of those games where people are going to look at the rushing numbers and be like, the Browns need to come out and run and run, and Chubb needs to get the ball 48 times.
Right.
And I just have a feeling our first drive, we're going to throw it like three or four straight times, and people are going to be losing their minds if we don't get a first down or something.
Well, the thing, if you go and you kind of look at their schedule so far this year, I mean, teams have done well scoring against them. I mean, the Ravens put up 38. Looks like the Bills only did 19. The Bengals got to 27. The Jets hung 40 on them. Mm-hmm. The Lions, 27. And then the Bears, 32. I mean,
27th in the league in points allowed. So bottom.
And our offense has been so far this year, except for a game here, a game there, put up close to 30, if not over. So this could be a good game for that.
We're top 10 offense.
Right. Yeah.
It's not as explosive as it's probably going to be here in a month, but it's efficient. It's a top 10 offense. At one point it was top 5 in efficiency. We had rough games against the Patriots and the Ravens.
Yeah, set us back Patriots there a little bit. Really screw you.
Now they're undefeated in games that Tua starts and then plays the whole game. So a lot of talk about Tua coming into the season, like he was going to hold back Tyreek Hill and all this stuff. Guess who's not being held back this year?
Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have seen some of his numbers.
It's outrageous.
He's already got 1,100 yards.
It's crazy what he's doing. Crazy.
People were saying that going from Pat Mahomes to Tua, he was going to fall off a cliff, be irrelevant. He's got 1,100 yards.
Yeah. The thing that Tua's not doing that Mahomes does is throw touchdowns.
Yeah.
A lot of touchdowns. I think does he only have one or two? I don't think he scored since week one or something.
Yeah, I think he has two touchdowns. That's just going off the top of the head. But Tua, I mean, Tua's, I think in three or four games this year, he's gone over 300 yards and had two touchdowns.
Tyreek Hill's got three touchdowns. But you know what? Waddle's got six.
Yeah. That's where the touchdowns are going.
Waddle is.
No, so whenever you're talking about the Dolphins, you're talking about their offense. Then. So what Browns defense is going to show up, because Tyreek Hill's already got 1,100 yards, but Jalen Waddle's over 800.
Yeah.
He's got 812 and six touchdowns. I mean, Tyreek Hill's averaging 14.5 yards of reception. Waddle's averaging over 17 yards of reception.
Man.
So they got speed for days on the outside, and then they go out, and they already had Raheem Mostert, who's a burner running back. And just as he looked like he was about to kind of take over all the carries, to go get trade for Jeff Wilson.
Jeff Wilson's
good too, and he's got speed.
He was
and
there for less than a week, and they gave him 50% of the carries last week.
Well, he's familiar with the lingo, the system,
the coach,
yeah, everything.
Yeah.
So their offense is explosive. All the games that Tua has played, they put up points in bunches.
Based on not last week or not 2 weeks ago, obviously the defense that showed up against the Bengals. Excellent. But the rest of the year?
The Ravens, they played well against the Ravens too.
Okay, true. But this is the kind of matchup with these speedy receivers and then two running backs that can really gouge you like this with speed on the ground is scary.
Jeff Wilson, Raheem Mostert are good running backs, but what makes me nervous is in the screen game. Both of those dudes can catch a screen pass and take it
to the house.
To the house quick. Yeah. Because so if we're not disciplined in our screen defense, that could get ugly.
They're going to exploit that for sure.
Yes. And their coach is kind of, you know, we like Stefanski. He's been called kind of an offensive genius. Their coach is an offensive wizard.
Yep.
In terms of scheming things open with screens, the run game. And then, I mean, when you got speed on the outside, like Tyreek Hill's on pace to have over 2,000 yards receiving.
That's unreal.
With a quarterback that everybody said sucked.
Yeah.
Yep. He's going. He went from Pat Mahomes to Tua and is going to have a career year in terms of yards, at least. So how do you slow that down?
I don't know.
I mean, how do you slow Joe Burrow down? I know they didn't have Jamar Chase, but we figured something out. So
pressure. We can't go. The last 2 weeks, we've blitzed more. We've gotten pressure. We've gotten creative up front with Miles. We've moved him around. We've ran go games and twists on the defensive line. We have to go back to that. We can't revert.
Go ahead. Somebody told Joe Woods, hey, man, this works. So let's not go back to what we were doing because we're about to play the Dolphins and the Bills and, you know, some great quarterbacks and some great receivers. So whatever we just did to stop Joe Burrow, let's do that again. So, I mean, I'm optimistic.
I think this is going to be a good game. You can't let these guys get free releases on the line. No. And I'm not saying go out there and play press man coverage on Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle because nobody in the world can keep up with them. I'm saying you press them at the line and jam them to throw off the timing. But I think you got to have two safeties deep this week to kind of like the way people played the Chiefs last year, where they weren't letting them get deep. They put two safeties back, kept everything in front of them, and then the key to this game is tackling. We can't let 5 to 6 yard passes turn into 50 yard gains. Yep. The last 2 weeks, the Browns have tackled way better, especially against the Bengals last week. Sione Takitaki was a tackling machine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I think you got to press them with the line, jam them, mess up their timing, and then you got to have people over the top to keep everything in front of them. And I mean, you're not going to completely shut them down.
No.
But keep them in front of them, make them work for it, shorten the field. Because the Browns have, as bad as the Browns defense has been this year, red zone defense all year has been somewhat decent. Turn it into a shorter field that kind of negates some of their speed a little bit. They can't just run past you because it's a shorter field. And then bring some pressure and try to create some turnovers. Now, Tua has only thrown 3 picks this year. 15 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. So he's taking care of the ball. His quarterback rating this year is almost 116. He's playing
solid.
He's doing
he's playing sure. Well. He's playing really well. So I think defensively, that's what you got to do. I think you got to press them. Some people over the top, like a 2-man shell back there. Go call Greg Williams. Tell him to put people back at 30 yards like you did with Jabril Preppers.
Yep.
And then I think you got to pressure to it. That's how you beat teams that have athletes. And you bring pressure. Look at what the Bucs did to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. They just pressured Mahomes so much. I think he ran for 300 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it was something crazy like that. You're right.
Yeah. And he still made insane throws.
I'd like to also, like the last 2 games that I've seen with the Browns, communication in the secondary has been a lot better.
Yes.
There cannot be miscommunication in this game because both of those guys, if you let them just beat you over the top and there's no one and there's miscommunication, it's over. It's going to the house, and it'll go, and it won't be a misthrow or anything like that. This guy is hitting dudes on a dime right now. It'll be over quickly, very quickly.
I think I saw Stefanski's 2-0 off a bye in his career so far. So he's done well in bye weeks. I think this is a perfect game. The bye week came at a good time for the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of sucked early. Things look like they're going to unravel. We get a big win, and then going into like a really important 3-game stretch, we got our bye. Get people healthy, get our minds right, kind of put together the best plan possible for this game. Because I don't want to look past these guys, but you win this game, and you're all of a sudden you're at 4-5, you're only 1 game back of 500, and you got Deshaun coming back in a couple weeks, and you're only 1 game out of the lead in the division or something like that. All of a sudden, what we thought was the season was over 2-3 weeks ago, it's right back in front of you.
Yeah.
So I hope I hope the players are understanding the importance of this game.
Hopefully that's what they harped on big time over this bye week. The other guy I wanted to talk about, I mean, the Dolphins just made another big trade too, and it's for Bradley Chubb.
Yes.
From Denver. And am I missing? Did he not? He did not play last week, the first game in Miami.
I didn't watch
Chicago. I don't see him in the box score. That's why I was wondering if he didn't play that first week.
Possible. I didn't watch any football. We were on our way back from Florida.
That's true.
And then when I got home, I just died. So
I feel like that. I can't believe that was just a couple of days ago.
I know. That's right. For a little backstory, you guys are all lucky this show still exists because Josh and I went to a bachelor party down in Florida for 3 days, and we're not built for that anymore.
No, you can tell how you feel old when you just can't do that.
I feel like crap when I get up in the morning after a great night of sleep. You're right. So whenever I was up till 3-4 in the morning and just didn't have anything besides booze for the last 12 hours, man, I did not handle that well, especially come Sunday on the flight back. So you guys are lucky. I mean, we made it. We're here. We persevered, but it's been a long week so far.
But yeah, I'll double check that, but I don't think, based on the box score, it doesn't look like Bradley Chubb played, but I'm sure he'll be playing against us.
The offensive line, I think, played well last week. I think Wyatt Teller's back, right?
Yes, started practicing.
So again, Wyatt Teller, I think, is hopefully back. That's huge in the run game. There were times you saw, again, that Bengals game where we brought in 7-8 offensive linemen. I don't know if you guys watched on that. I think it was the 2-point conversion play where we put James Hudson in motion.
Yes.
Oh, my God. He murdered that guy. So I'm looking to see more of that. Sometimes I love Stefanski's creativity, but sometimes it's just like, let's put our big boys up there who are better than theirs and then just play smash mouth football. And there's something to be said. There's creativity to that. You don't normally put your 300-pound tackle in motion to go block an outside linebacker or corner or whatever it was. But, oh, my God. He freaking obliterated that guy.
That was pretty awesome.
So, to people who, you know, when we come out on offense, I mentioned this earlier as we shift our focus a little bit, we can't turn the ball over, but I do think we're going to throw early because as much as, you know, the numbers might say they give up a lot of yards rushing, we already talked about that. A lot of those are two quarterbacks. We're probably not going to quarterback run it a lot here. And the Browns have to hit some early down passes to open up the run game. You saw it early against the Bengals. We couldn't hit any passes, and they were just stuffing the run. We complete one pass, all of a sudden Nick Chubb starts running wild. So I think we're going to throw early to open up the pass. So Jacoby Brissett needs to keep playing well. Just hold it together a couple more weeks, man. I know it sucks for you because you're putting it all on the line, and you just know every week you're getting one step closer to being a backup again, but we just need you good for 3 more weeks.
I mean, you think about it. So we're able to pull off this win in Miami, and I just checked the weather forecast because I'm always interested in that. It's supposed to be clear, 79.
I'm shocked.
Sunny, so it's not going to be like a rain game or anything.
That heat, though, sometimes I think there's something about their stadium where it's way hotter on the away sideline than it is on the home sideline.
It's warm down there. We were just there.
Yeah, so the heat can play a factor. So guys like Miles, who sometimes
doesn't handle that very well.
Yes, so that's something to keep an eye out, cramping and fatigue late in the game.
All right, Browns fans, the kicker's lining up for an onside kick. The chances of regaining possession are slim, unless you're kicking to the Browns. The stakes are high and the tension is higher. Your pulse, racing, he kicks, you watch, the ball lands. Make every play feel this exciting with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, and their unbeatable offers. Right now, new customers can make any $5 NFL bet and get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Check this out. In addition to the usual bets, everyone can boost their winnings with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. To make things even sweeter, you can throw down on stepped-up same-game parlays once per game day all season long. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code TPPN. Get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Just place a $5 bet on any football game. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Use promo code TPPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. What's up, Browns fans? Let's take a quick break in the action. Let's talk about tailgating because there's still plenty of NFL action left to go. And this season, if you're not tailgating with the best steaks ever, you need to get yourself Omaha Steaks. The holidays are right around the corner, but until then, let's keep enjoying this fall air, and that means fall grilling with cookouts, tailgate parties, and so much more. Luckily, the flavor experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to savor all the flavors of fall with their mouth-watering assortments of perfectly aged steaks, ultra-juicy burgers, and easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash. Now is the perfect time to load up on all this incredible flavor and take advantage of 50% off site-wide by shopping their friends and family sale. And if you're listening to this show, your friends and family. Go to omahasteaks.com and use our promo code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, when you check out and get $30 off your order. Don't wait, guys. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. Stock up today. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. And don't forget to score that extra $30 off when you order using promo code DAWGS at checkout. Omaha Steaks is perfect for those chilly and busy fall nights. You won't come close to getting this kind of quality at the grocery store. Visit omahasteaks.com, promo code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S. Yes, when you check out, minimum order may be required. So if we're able to get this win in Miami, then we go to Buffalo next week. I'm just kind of looking ahead real quick till Deshaun gets back. But, I mean, we've got to potentially injure Josh Allen.
I don't think he's potentially injured.
Well, okay, I'm sorry.
He's injured.
I meant like potentially not
maybe
playing.
Maybe playing, yeah.
Josh Allen, I don't know. We'll see.
It's kind of weird, yeah.
If he's playing but limited, that might even be better than him not playing. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd rather just play Case Keenum.
I would too. But then we get Tampa Bay, who looks very beatable right now. Like
they're not just score. Very beatable. They're not good.
No, not at all. Like
they're in big trouble.
I mean, I think the one thing that they still have going for them is their run defense. But, I mean, come on. Our run offense can overpower that. And then Deshaun comes back in Houston.
I can't wait for that game.
That's going to be amazing.
I don't know if you go look at the Browns schedule after Deshaun comes back. Then again,
yes,
we're not looking
about that.
Yeah, we're not looking past the Dolphins, obviously, but we kind of want to preview them, you know, coming out of the bye, just kind of taking a look forward for the whole rest of the season. This is in the tough stretch. We had like these 6 to 7 games that we knew were going to be tough. When Deshaun gets back, it's Texans, Bengals, Ravens, Saints, Commanders, Steelers. The Texans are bad. The Bengals.
We already killed them.
Yes. I don't care that they beat Carolina 42-7.
No.
I don't care. They can't beat us.
No, they can't.
I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but they can't beat us.
And we will have Deshaun Watson.
And you know, a big reason why I think they can't beat us is I just don't think Zach Taylor is a good coach. And I think they beat people because they have a lot of talent. But whenever they face another team that also has talent coupled with good coaching, he gets outclassed all the time.
And Carolina is without a head coach, basically. And they're also at the bottom of the league, so who cares?
Yes. Yeah. The Ravens are leading the division. It's just what they do. They win these close, dirty, ugly games, so you got to credit them for that. But I'm just not that afraid of them. We should have beat them the first time. But, you know, we did typical Browns maneuvers.
Right.
Should have beat them the first time. So we can beat them. It's going to be at home. We should have beat them at their place.
Yep.
The Saints, I just watched the Ravens run all over them.
They're not a good team. They're very confused on what they're doing.
Yep. And if they keep playing Dalton, their offense is terrible. And if Jameis Winston can't get the job back over Dalton, what's he doing in practice?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Either way, I think we're in a good spot.
I mean, the toughest game, the Bengals-Ravens are probably the toughest games, obviously, but the Commanders, and they're hot, they're up and down. We're just going to be playing against a baller, Taylor Heineke.
I'm not worried about that game.
No.
I'm not worried about that one.
And then the Steelers are
pitiful this year.
Yes.
They're playing for a pick.
So I know people want to say, Deshaun's not just going to come back in and go 6-0. A rusty Deshaun's better than Jacoby Brissett. You know, so even if he's not 100% Deshaun yet, he's still going to be as good or better than Jacoby Brissett. So if it all hinges on this Browns defense. If the Browns defense plays the way it has the last 2 weeks, we could win out. Do I think we're going to win out? No. But we could win out with this defense.
And just based on how the jockeying for position, especially just in our own division, is going to be, I mean, you're right. We probably won't win out because it's the NFL and these games are always closer than you think just looking at it.
And we're the Browns.
And we're the Browns, of course. But, you know, I'm sure the Bengals, the Ravens, I don't care about the Steelers, but the Bengals and the Ravens, they've got tough matchups, I'm sure, on the rest of their schedule. They're
Bengals
gonna
have,
lose.
I think, the hardest remaining schedule in the league.
Ravens' schedule is very cupcakey.
Yeah, it usually is. But I'm just saying, like,
let's see who they got.
They got
jockey
Carolina.
For position can be it could be very interesting. Yeah. You know, for the second half of the season here.
Ravens remaining schedules: Carolina, Jacksonville, Denver, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati.
So they'll kill Carolina and the Jaguars. The Broncos will be a tougher game.
They have a defense.
Because their defense.
My God, they're not. They don't look like they know what the hell they're doing.
No. And then, yeah, the Ravens got it pretty easy going down the stretch.
They're probably, we're playing for some wild card stuff. There's still a chance.
Unless the Broncos can beat them, and then we can beat them. Maybe we can make things interesting. But they got it pretty easy going down the stretch. Although they play the Bengals in the last week and they can't beat Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow dices them up every single time.
The good thing is the AFC divisions are not doing what we had thought really before the season, especially that AFC West. Like they're not just out there all trying to see who can win the most games. They're trying to see who can lose the least. I mean, it's bad.
Yeah, every team in that division.
Except for the Chiefs.
Chiefs. Don't forget sucks. The Chiefs. Yeah.
I meant everybody else, like...
Las Vegas is
Are any of those other teams a wild card team, potentially? I mean, maybe the Chargers. But
what are they, five and four?
Something, but...
I don't trust them about... I trust them about as much as I trust the Browns.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Like, the Browns shot to a wild card here. Very, very wide open.
Which makes those losses early in the year so damn frustrating.
Yep.
We should be in the driver. We shouldn't be going, you know, we need the defense to play really well so we can try to win most of it. We should be cruising. Absolutely. We should be in the driver's seat.
Yeah, because if you think about the South, like you don't have to worry about the Jags. You don't have to worry about the Texans or the Colts. I mean, the Titans are just going to take that one.
Yep.
The other three suck. And then up in the North, I mean, Miami and Buffalo. I mean, I guess the Jets are going to be okay, too.
They're six and two right now,
and right?
And the Patriots are
five
also...
5-3, I think? 6-2? I don't know.
I thought they were 6-3, bro.
Well, either way, they're playing a lot better than anybody thought they were going
Chargers to. Chargers are 6-3, too. So, I mean, that's another team that they need some things to happen badly for them.
The Chargers are 6-3?
Yeah.
5-3.
Why did I think they were sucking?
Oh, sorry. I suck at math.
Yeah.
5-3. Okay, so I mean, you know, and their schedule is not easy. They got San Francisco, Kansas City, Arizona. They kind of suck, I think.
Bro,
Las Vegas kind of sucks.
This is off topic, but how screwed are the Cardinals for giving Kyler Murray all that money?
Doesn't look good.
Dude, not only is he not that good, his attitude, he just is like not somebody you want on your team. They fumbled that bad.
Andrew Barry set the bar up high. What a genius.
Yes. Good for us. Just screwing everybody over. We'll see. I think it hinges on the Browns defense. If this Bengals defense shows up where we're getting pressure, we're playing fast, we're tackling, we don't have communication problems, this Dolphins game is very winnable. Obviously, it's going to be tough. They're extremely explosive on offense, but we can be too. Not necessarily explosive, but we can be efficient and methodical. We can put up points, and we just do it in a different way. And we might be playing Case Keenum. And I watched the Bills play some games. You can run on the Bills.
Yes, you can.
You can run. That's all the Packers could do. They ran all over him. Aaron Jones had one of his best games of the year against the Bills. So we can run on the Bills and keep Josh, even if Josh Allen plays, keep him on the sideline. Again, is it going to be hard? Duh. Okay. But it's not out of the realm of possibility, especially if Josh Allen plays and his arm isn't right. And he's thrown 5 interceptions in his last 4 quarters or something like that.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah, two against the Jets.
He's been struggling a little bit lately. Or we're going to be playing against Case Keenum.
Right.
We know that guy.
You know what I mean? I know the Bills have – Diggs is awesome, and Davis and Isaiah McKenzie's nice, but Josh Allen's what makes them go. You take him off that team and you put Case Keenum on it, nobody's afraid of them. Nobody's afraid of them.
That's fair.
He takes Diggs out of the game because Case Keenum can't stretch the field. So that's a winnable game. The Bucs, we already talked about it. I mean, they're bad. The only reason – they're not, 3-5? Or what are they, 4-5 or something? Because the Rams suck even worse.
4-5, yeah.
4-5. They should be 3-6. I mean, the Rams couldn't get one first down. Cost me a fantasy game, too. You know?
Yeah, if we get that defense that came to play against Cincinnati, we're going to be sitting pretty. Because, like we've said all season long, our offense is not the problem. The offense is the only reason we've won the games we've won and stayed close in the games we've lost.
Maybe they figured it out, too. This is kind of the pattern for the last 3 years now. We suck for half the season. We don't know what we're doing. Everybody says, scream, you know, fire Joe Woods. And then all of a sudden, things start clicking and they start looking.
Not a sustainable pattern, man.
It's not. You're not. It's not at all, man. I agree completely.
Maybe that's why
you.
They went out and got Deshaun, because they said, well, for the first half of the season, we're really going to have to outscore our opponents. The second half of the season will be good when it gets cold.
Let's just talk about that for 1 second, too, is how excited are you guys for that?
Oh, very.
Oh, my God. I can't. I can't wait.
It's
a lot of people are awesome. a lot of people I talk to are like nervous too. They're like, man, I just really hope that this thing works out because we have so much invested. And I'm like, listen, this guy, we have never had a quarterback like this. No. Since the franchises came back in 99, we have never had a guy even close to being as explosive as this guy is.
We haven't had a quarterback like this since Otto Graham.
For Deshaun.
Don't do Bernie like that, bro. Come on now.
This is kind of exposed how many like Browns fans I know that are just casual. It's like, I'm talking to all these people. It's like they don't even know he's good. Like, oh, yeah. Man, we gave up so much for him. And he's might got be this rusty. Baggage, and, you know, man, is he really that good, though? I'm like,
yes.
Yeah, he is. He's that good.
When they're just not playing like top five big time
NFL fans because they didn't watch a lot of Houston Texans games, maybe. I don't know. But
Dabo called him the Michael Jordan of football.
Well, and he wasn't totally off.
We went to training camp, and there were people sitting in front of us that clearly didn't know that much.
No, they kept calling Denzel a safety.
Yeah, yeah, it was talking bad. About how he's hurt all the time.
But they all had number four jerseys.
Yeah. I just think we'll finally get to see Stefanski's offense.
Yes.
The way he executed, wants it to.
Yeah.
You know
the
what I mean?
Playbook completely opens all the way open.
Yes. He's been calling plays now with Baker and Jacoby.
Yeah.
And Baker is so. I don't want
Baker. What are you talking about? He came in and diced
Baker
up.
Came in and he does what he does what he does and he diced up the Bengals, you yep. know, after they pulled all their starters and correct. Stuff. But. They're not even starting him again.
I know. They turned right back
they to turned PJ right Walker. Back to PJ Walker.
When I turned, when they said Baker was coming in, I got an update like on a fantasy app and they're like, Baker's coming in. And I went to PJ Walker's stats and he was like 2 of 9 for like 9 yards and 2 or 3 interceptions. And I was like, man, think that defense was missing all their cornerbacks.
Yeah. That's the same defense that Jacoby Brissett just diced up.
Yeah.
So I just was very, and I haven't got to watch PJ Walker a lot. But I'm just saying, like, they had some weapons, so it was very surprising it went that badly.
But, I mean, and PJ Walker, again, there's a reason why backup quarterbacks are not starting quarterbacks.
That's fair.
And completely. That's the reason. Now, I think we're getting a very good play out of Jacoby Brissett. We're very blessed to have him as our that's quarterback fair, right yes. now. But, you know, a lot of people are talking about, you know, the Kyler Murray contract, like you just brought up a little bit ago, and the Russell Wilson, and thinking, oh, that's going to happen to the Browns with Deshaun. It's like, okay, so you saw last year, Russell Wilson kind of take that, was it a step back? Was it injury? But yeah. He didn't look right.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't totally
it's been
look
like
right.
that a couple of years now.
And now you see Seattle. Multiple years now of Kyler Murray not be consistently great. Yeah. He'll have some great games.
Correct.
But he has some really bad games.
Yeah.
The last time anyone's ever seen Deshaun Watson play football, he was just
5,000 yards on a bad team. And that's yes. That's the big argument that I always have with people. I'm like, you know, he's a top five quarterback, threw for 5,000 yards, got the run threat. They're like, he couldn't even get those guys more than 4 wins. And I'm like, that team was awful.
They had nobody.
Will yeah. Fuller wasn't even on the team. That was probably his best receiver after they shipped Hopkins out. And Will Fuller only played half the season because he was right. either hurt or suspended. What, did he get suspended for steroids with the Texans?
I can't remember something.
I don't know.
Doesn't I do matter. Hear a lot of people that'll say, well, he had DeAndre Hopkins there that year. And I'm
no,
like,
he didn't. No, he didn't. He was gone. I think that's part of the reason why he's like, yeah, I want out. I'm good. That was the best. That was my main weapon. And Hopkins is nice, though.
I'm so excited, though.
Yeah.
I'm just like randomly, like throughout the day, I'll start thinking about it. Like, we almost got Deshaun Watson. This is going to be so much
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, it's coming yeah. soon, man.
Yep. I'm not going to be that upset to be sitting in like 6 inches of snow in Cleveland.
I'll be sitting on my couch. I can't wait.
Yeah.
But no, I just can't wait. So I think if you look at these, we thought these games is Dolphins, Bills, and Bucks game a few weeks ago. We thought this is 0-3. We're going to get absolutely murdered by the Bills. This defense can't stop a nosebleed. And then we come out, we hold the Ravens to 23. We hold the Bengals to 13. And the Buccaneers suck and Josh Allen's hurt and all of a sudden it's like the Lord is giving us our chances.
The Lord is giveth.
Yeah, the Browns, we just need to go ahead and take it.
The Browns have got more breaks this year than in my entire life and we fumbled all of them.
Yeah.
You know, we've had like we've played people who've been injured.
We got to play Joe Flacco.
Yeah, we got to play Joe Flacco. We got to play against Baker. Teams we needed to lose all lost. We've gotten so many breaks that we never got, and we've done nothing with them. So maybe not, let's take advantage of them now. Tom Brady's on a team that sucks. You know, Josh Allen might not play. Let's take advantage of these opportunities, please.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they're focused up in the bye week. And hopefully we can get a big win. Because all of a sudden, buttholes start puckering if the Browns win this game. I'm just telling you that right now. People can say what they want, but if the Browns win this game against a good Dolphins team, and we just got done smacking the crap out of the Bengals.
It's going to be some chatter.
Exactly.
Well, the thing, too, if you look at the schedule, and like, I'm going to throw some names out there. Like, so the Jets, at that time, we were like, I can't believe we just lost to the Jets. They're awful. They can't do anything right. The Jets have a nice team.
They're 6-3.
And we should have won by 13.
Their defense is legit.
They just beat Buffalo.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
They did. With Zach Wilson, who... I watched that game. Zach Wilson, he's not that good. he makes good decisions.
What he has to do.
Correct. He's a good game manager.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he doesn't have the skill set. It's just not there yet. Atlanta is still kind of tough. They're only 4-5. Chargers, they are who we thought they were. They're actually a good team. New England's a good team.
Oh, the Atlanta game. I know we picked up Deion Jones, but I think I'm kind of worried about the run still. The Browns.
It's fair.
I mean, if we game plan for Waddle and Hill, and that's where our focus is, I mean, they might just run all over us.
I mean, they've got guys to do that.
They've got, yeah, exactly.
So I was looking at some of the numbers earlier, and I'm pretty sure it said that the Dolphins are, 63% pass.
Mm-hmm.
So that would make them, 27%? Run.
That's good math.
Am I doing my math okay?
That's good math, yeah.
So they're definitely more pass heavy than they are run. But you're right. I mean, if they come out and we are game planning those guys out and we're kind of taking that away and pressuring two, they might just say, all right, let's turn to these two backs and see what they can do.
Well, that's cool because we got some backs too. I'm cool. I'll play that game.
Well, I like that math, by the way.
And I would like...
You say 63 and 27?
Yeah.
I mean 37?
37, yeah.
No, that's bad math. I'm an idiot.
I mean, Josh went to college. John's just a factory worker, so how do we know that?
Yeah, are you sure?
Are you sure?
Can we get a fact check on that?
Hey, Aaron Butler, leave a comment. We know you love numbers.
That's right.
Guess our weight.
Yeah. No, don't guess mine. Don't put that on me, Josh. It's the internet, man. I'll never hear the end of it. It's a lot, guys. I know.
165.
Yeah. Plus or minus 600. Not minus.
That was the camera. Camera weight.
Yeah, we got those special cameras that add a metric ton.
Yeah,
and
a sunburn.
and extra necks. Only on the purse, only on one guy.
Yeah, the left side.
Yeah. The good thing is if they try to just run it down our throats, I'd like to think they don't really have the backs. I mean, Jeff Wilson's a pretty good running back, but like Mostert's not a between-the-tackles bruiser. Chase Edmonds is doing, he's not even on the team anymore.
He's on Denver.
You know, Jeff Wilson's a pretty decent back, but I mean, he's no got a practice squad player from Atlanta. So hopefully he doesn't run all over
us. You brought up the screen earlier too. I mean,
I'm more concerned about the running backs in the passing game.
Yeah. So when we went, me and Justin were up at the Chargers game, and that's probably the best quarterback we've played this year. I know he is hurt, or maybe Burrow is, but Herbert's probably the best quarterback.
Yeah, it's debatable. Yeah.
They ran all over.
Yeah, they did.
173, I think, from Eckler.
Eckler's better than all the backs.
Oh, Eckler's way better. So.
Yeah.
But, we no matter who your running back is, we were giving up the run.
Chunk plays. That's,
you know.
I guess the thing I would say to that, though, John, is Joe Mixon just put up, 56 fantasy points and looked completely unstoppable. And what did he have, 36 yards? Against the Browns.
Yeah, we stuffed him up pretty good. So that's the thing. If that's the defense, now that we're halfway through the season, if it clicks just like it always does, and this is what we're going to keep doing, sweet.
Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, if this is what happened last year, then I have to think we're going to make the playoffs this year. But like I said, this isn't sustainable. We can't just suck the first half of every year.
Yeah. I as a Browns fan, I worry that we're very Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Like, we don't have an identity. And I hate to say that. And I think we're coming off a huge win where we look, I think, the best that we've looked all year.
Oh, for sure.
And to do that to that kind of team, regardless if they have Jamar Chase or not, they still have so many weapons. I'm excited. Now, this could be the kind of game that we could go into it. I like us as the underdog. I love us when nobody gives us a chance because I feel like we show up, we have a chip on our shoulder. We're very Baker Mayfield, you know, Mayfield edition stuff.
Sometimes it seems like when the Browns are favored or people are talking, they read their own newspaper clippings too much.
Yeah,
they don't come out with an edge.
Yep.
So last thing to touch on, I think, before we get out of here is we haven't talked about him, is Mike Gesicki. He's a pretty, I mean, he's not like lighting the world on fire. He's got 22 catches for only 238 yards, but he's third on the team in receiving touchdowns. Yep. He's got more receiving touchdowns than Tyreek Hill. He's got four.
So he's kind of their goal line guy,
one of them. Goal line red zone. So if we get in, you know, inside the 20, inside the 10, that's a guy you got to watch out for.
I thought that he was going to pretty much be like a non-factor in this offense because they're like, he's not a very good blocking tight end.
I heard they were going to try to trade him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It like, it just didn't fit him, as, you know, as far as the system. But the last, I would say, 3 or 4 weeks, it's kind of turned around. And he's not playing a ton of snaps, but opportunities are coming his way and he's cashing in on them. So.
Ward's coming back, right?
He's practicing.
Okay.
So,
that's,
we'll see.
I think that's important.
Emerson's out, though, right now.
Oh, really?
So,
what's he out with?
Illness.
Oh, okay. He'll be back.
Yeah.
So, Denzel's working through concussion protocol still, correct?
Yep.
He hasn't been cleared. Yep.
I don't know if he's cleared or not, but he's back at practice.
Okay.
He's passed enough of the protocol or whatever that, you know, I don't know exactly how that all works, but,
yeah,
you know, he's back enough that he's allowed at practice. JOK is still out. He's still not practicing. So, yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens. That's kind of the way we see things going, plus the rest of the season. Let us know what you guys think. I asked you guys for voicemails to play today, and we didn't get any, so F you guys. No, you know, sometimes it's hard to get excited to leave a voicemail when there's no game, so I get it. I didn't even come do the episode, but, you know, whatever. So let us know in the comments what you think the keys to the game are. It's a big opportunity for the Browns. If we win this game, we're in the driver's seat to, you know, at least still be playing meaningful football down the stretch. So it's a big one for the Browns. Let us know what you guys think in the comments. Let us know what you guys think in voicemails. We need some more intros. TheDogsPodcast.com, tap leave voicemail. If you want to check out the After Hours show this week, we're going to be choosing two more Dog Pack members of the month, where you get some free swag, some free Dogs merch, and stuff like that. So if you're interested in becoming a Dog Pack member, join TheDogs.com. You get an extra episode. Come say hi. And to everybody else, we'll see you guys next week, hopefully talking about a big win.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.